Blog Talk Radio.
But don't worry. Be happy. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head? Somebody came and took your bed? Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late, he may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. I don't know if you recognize the lyrics, but it's Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know, we truly are living longer, but not smarter. And today's show is about experience versus inexperience. And I want to direct it to everyone, well, to all ages. Because if you're grasshoppers, this is something that you're going to have to remember and to learn. And if you've hit the half a century mark, 50, egads, it's almost like a death sentence in careers and in job hunting in America. But I also hear it's prevalent in Colombia. If you're 30 and over, forget it, honey. But they do love their seniors, mommy and daddy, grandpa and nana. They do take care of their sizzling, sensational seniors. I'm not talking about 50-year-olds now. Yeah, I guess we are considered seniors. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. By the click of a button, discover what the world has to say. Our technology. Had a conversation not too long ago with, a kid in his 20s, 30s. Now, remember, by the age of 30, you are reaching cellular maturity, but he was absolutely brilliant on the computer and just knew it all. And sometimes we seniors feel a little inferior. Only for the moment. Don't let it last. And he looked at me and he said, but we grew up with it. We don't know any other way. And I thought, man, that's awesome. Hey, can you imagine if we had this technology when we were growing up, what the world would be like today? Listen, all of you out there. Those of us that you consider seniors, we've paved the way for you. We made it possible for you to catapult, to spring to higher levels, moving higher on the path of life. So don't disappoint us. So like Bobby McFerrin says, don't worry, be happy. Because we can live smarter. I don't really think we are. Yeah. Show is geared to 50 plus. And it can't stay the way things were. Has to change. You have to change. I'm talking to you. The one that's 50 going on 55. 56, 57, going on 60, 70, 80, because we are living longer, but not necessarily better. We shut down. We crawl back into our little comfort zone. Like Johnny Carson said, you could go down in the valley for a little while, but you don't have to pitch a tent. There's enough work. There are enough opportunities. But I have to tell you guys, it's your attitude. I'm working a brilliant writer, and he just turned 52. And he's brilliant as an accountant, money management, and he has a law degree. And he said, whoa, I'm telling you, this is challenging. But what about the belief in yourself? Yet I am going to talk about a guy named Mark. I'm going to talk about the mindset of corporations today and companies, and why you should hire men, women, over 50, older workers. But wait a minute. You older workers, yeah, you and I are going to have a one-on-one chat right now. But give me a minute to give you the call-in number. Oh, by the way, I'm experimenting with all different times. This week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, the show is at 6:30 in the morning Central Time. And on Wednesday, it will stay at 8. And then the following week, I do have a feeling that Tuesday and Thursdays will be noontime, Wednesdays at 8, and Friday at 6:30 a.m. Central Time. I'm going to hit you at all hours, and then I'll settle in to the routine. And I thought it'd be rather exciting to see how many of you are really listening. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. My email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me. I love to get love letters. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Now, you know, we're family. Tell me what you want me, what topic you want me to address. It's eclectic. Maybe controversial, but never boring. But it'll help me a great deal to know just what it is that you want. And when I was putting up the schedule for this week, I do it way ahead of time. I just couldn't help but think of our population that's living longer, not necessarily better, and you're not living smarter. And the need for my information, my formula, grows and grows and grows, because it will make a difference in your life, because you do matter. And then the exciting, oh, you're going to love the shows in October. Oh, man, it's awesome. And it's all about you. I have a new website. I have a new name. I was forced into it. Man, what a learning curve. Let me tell you, honeys, What a learning curve. www.kathywatsonspeaks, S-P-E-A-K-S. My name, Kathy Watson. My identifying code, speak, I'm a speaker, performing artist, exercise evangelist, author, and the list goes on, mentor. When you click on, be sure and get acquainted with me. I love doing this show because it's a family affair. And you all got to know that I've gone through all of this and I'm still learning. Even though I'm in the winter of my life. Don't you just love Vivaldi's? Winter, spring, summer, fall. But I'm in the springtime of the winter of my life. I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised it went by so fast. Backward, turn backward, O chime in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. Ah, what memories. 12 years old, touring the States with a ballet ensemble. How many kids today could do that? Now, I did have a chaperone. She was the wardrobe mistress. Man, was she ever strict. And the other day, I was looking through some things, and there was a photo of Danny and Denise, the Adagio dancers who took me under their wing, and they were my mommy and daddy that year while I toured. What an exciting life I've had. And then to be designated as a speaker on international cruise ships in the early 1990s, traveled the world, traversed Africa, the dark continent, the Mexican Riviera, Europe, Greece, Italy, Venezuela, you name it. And if I could do it, why can't you? Log on, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. It shall be my pleasure. Because you do know, you're off to great places. Today is the day. Come on, your mountain's been waiting for you. So get on your way. And age has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing. It's you. It's your attitude. It's these old myths, false beliefs that you're holding to be true for you. It's not true. It is not true. Now, while I'm on the air, and this is just valid for while I'm on the air, if you call in at 347-637-3789, you will get a free copy. It's an ebook of The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. Look, this is your life. You've only got this one chance. This ain't a dress rehearsal. It's about you. And did you know that when you acupress your body, just using your fingertips before you get out of bed, releases, gets rid of all of the toxins and the bacteria that have congregated, are holding a reunion in your body. So for those of you who want to stay simply ageless for life, if you want to discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible, right now, no costly equipment. The only thing you're going to do is spend some time reading and learning over and over and over and over and over again. They're yours for life. And even though you sent me your email, you have to call in and give me your email address. I don't store it. If you don't want to stay in touch with me, that's your loss. But I want all of you to enjoy your life like it's golden. The word, simply ageless for life, this was written by Sharon Word. Brilliant, brilliant with words. She's an educator. Oh, the winner of Ms. Senior America in Colorado. And she's taking advantage of her life and making a difference. So, Sharon, simply ageless. S is simply ageless. That's what we are in our universe, a bright, shining star. I is for inspiration. We give a ton. Setting goals and ideals to be number one. M is for making memories that we create in our life. A good marriage is that of being husband and wife. P is for positive. We want to be each day progressive, practical, perfect in every way. L is for live, love, laugh. That is what we need to do. Life is short. What you make of it is up to you. Y is for years. Oh, we've got many more to live. Think young. We have lots more to give. A is for attitude. Keep it upbeat and great. All of our attributes we appreciate. G is for God, for good on earth we pray. Give thanks for our country, the great USA. E is for energy and exercise to keep us on the go. Enthusiasm and excitement we convey to everyone we know. Life, L is for live life to the fullest each day. Keep learning our lessons along life's way. E is for everlasting, our life will be. It will last through eternity. S is for the smiles we need to share with everyone. Our spirits will soar, so give a ton. S is for seniors. We are super sensational and smart. Yeah, we're special. Simply ageless in our heart. The word is simply ageless. And this was written by Sharon Wood. And Sharon, I will email you, by the way, live with Kathy. And of course, you could be part of the consortium. I don't think of it as sponsors. I think of it as partners. We're partnering in putting out messages that will make a difference in so many people's lives. Now, you do know that Blog Talk Radio is archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on September 25th, and you'll hear the show. And today's show experience versus inexperience. And I do want you to know, listen to me, 50 plus. A lot has to do with your attitude. You've been downsized, you've gotten the pink slip. I don't know what happened. Man, but do you ever cop an attitude? No, I'm speaking generically. I'm talking to all of you. I'm not singling out. But if I pushed one of your buttons, then this is what you need to think about. What would I be looking for with if I were an employer? And I decided that age doesn't matter. Huh. What do you think I'd be looking for? What would I want in a prospective new employee? Well, keep listening to the show. I'll give you the reasons why someone should hire you and why they won't. Now, look, we already know that they're going to hire the younger kids because they may be quicker, smarter, whatever, but they're not too swift. They're not going to get paid much. But then, employer, look what you lose. What are they bringing to the table? What are they bringing to the table? They're not bringing experience. How could they possibly? How could you compare their experience to someone who's been in the business for 20, 30 years? But it does go back to choices, doesn't it? My cover story, when you go online to www.kathywatsonspeaks.com, click on the cover story. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but this happened, it was on a Sunday, and I think it was about 1995. There was one of the, supplements to the newspaper. Just listen to what I wrote. I was so incensed. I was so PO'd. I said to the Silver Fox, I'll see you in a couple of hours. I'm going to go write my cover story. And this, I want you to know, I wrote this letter perfect. And this was in rebuttal to the French nation. I'm Kathy Watson, Chicago bred and born, a devotee of challenges, drama, and intrigue, multimedia radio TV performance artist, exercise, evangelist, author, speaker, a dynamic diva without boundaries. If the French can make humanitarianism romantic, then I can make aging glamorous and stylish in America. Can a 70-something high-energy, dauntless, dynamic diva make aging glamorous and stylish in America, knowing America loves playing the youth card? My mission: to change, redefine America's perception of aging right now. Sidebar, I've had it. I've been thinking about the pandemic youth craze enveloping America. It's like a stranglehold. Americans can't seem to let go. What's the obsession? We all know youth is a marvelous time. Experimenting, trials and tribulation, dancing, dealing with the dancing hormones. But don't you think it's time to think out of the box? To recognize divas who've made remarkable contributions to life and still are. Plus, we men and women are paving the way for aspiring entrepreneurs. Why, I ask, when you're over 50, you're invisible, extinct? Are marketeers so linear that they can't see the bigger picture? Come on. We're living longer. Egads. 77 million boomers, 80 million over 65, more than ages 25 to 45, with disposable discretionary income and willing to spend it in their best interest. But where in America's marketplace are their best interests? I sure don't know. Hello? Is it me? I'm not hearing protests from my peers, so I'll go it alone. Oh, yeah, I don't wait for anyone. I refuse to be invisible, extinct. Hey, move over, Bernard Kouchner. A 60-something high-energy French foreign minister who made humanitarianism romantic. Leave it to the French. Oh, they are so romantic. Marvelous segue to engage you, captivate you, embracing ageless for life. Aging with style. Did you know a new era is emerging for ageless? Aging with glamour and style. Aging has been theorized, intellectualized, and spiritualized, but never, 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 ever glamorized. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous 50 and beyond? The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic, vibrant 60, 70, 80-year-old diva is the new 40, 50 diva. A backward look is helpful in understanding my mission and passion. I've been fortunate to experience life with naivete, combined with intelligent, creative, visionary, and futuristic insights. From the world of classical ballet haute couture to wife, mother, nana, and solopreneur, how did I get from there to here? To be honest, I don't know. I sound like Tevye. I think some of us come into this world with that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in people's lives. Many are selected, but I know I was chosen. When I think back in my life, I now know that I've been making quantum leaps. When I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. I was raised in an immigrant environment. My parents were among the many who made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. I saw hardworking, overworked men and women struggle to survive, to keep their families together. I didn't know it then, but that was the beginning of my fascination with aging. One thing that's fresh in my mind, most of the men and women were in their 30s, but they looked 50. They didn't know or even care about the methods to slow down the aging process. Their concern was the welfare of the family. I knew then there had to be a way to grow older without growing and looking old. And we have the opportunities today to absolutely reign supreme in the work arena. Being 50 is not inactive. We're putting you in God's waiting room, and the youth of America, the world, will take over. Okay, all of you employers, all of you, I want to ask you one question. All of you now that are looking for a job, looking for an opportunity, get your pen and pad out right this minute. First of all, look in the mirror and tell yourself how awesome you are. And that you have so much to contribute to the world. But, darlings, we're going to have to do a revision. We're going to have to do a makeover. First impressions are terribly important because they're lasting. But we're going to have to make over your thinking and your attitude. Why should you be hired? Write that down. Why should, I don't know what area you're applying for, but why should you be hired? I told you about first impressions. That first impression will either make you or break you. Did you write down why anyone should hire you in whatever field? You see, it's what's in it for them. They want to know what you're going to bring to the table. Let me tell you something. Sidebar. I'm working with this brilliant gal. Her name is Fran. She's a publicist. And Dr. Stan, thank you for referring Fran to me. She said, Kathy, these are the terms. When it was 10 hours. And she was going to introduce me to the companies, to the organizations that I resonate with. 5 pages later, this gal was so precise. She said, Dear Kathy, I am pleased with some preliminary tangible results. These are your first 10 hours. You see, what we didn't know is that my original domain had expired, and I didn't know about it. And it was terribly embarrassing. Fran, I'm so sorry. She had to put down my Blog Talk Radio, which was okay, but it didn't tell my story. If I'm an employer and I want to find out about you, I want to go to your site. And she sent out letters to 12 prospects using different versions. What I'm talking about is that she delivered what she said she was going to do. No fancy schmancy stuff. You could all learn from this. You could call in at 347-637-3789 and learn from this brilliant young gal. I don't know what her age is. But what she brought to the table, man, I'm going to stay with her. I've attached my star to her trailblazing because she does know what she's doing. So, when you're going for a job, that first impression is vital. Now, before I take take a little interruption to introduce you to my existing sponsors, partnerships with Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Write this down for your first impression. You must be impeccably groomed. Nails have to be beautifully manicured. Okay, gals. You're not applying, unless you're applying for showbiz. If you're an actor and an actress, entirely different methods that you have to follow. I'm talking about the workplace. Tone it down. Look glowing, but not startling. A hairdo that looks like it should be on stage. You guys, don't try to be 20 when you're 50. It ain't going to work. They're looking for an older worker that has strengths, that could make you the most valuable person in the office. They're looking for employees that are going to make them look good. So first you have to decide on what you're going to wear. Tone it down. Nice haircut, shaved. Remember, you're 50, not going on 20. No pierced anything. Your shoes are vital. I have seen in my mentoring young men come in and I'm going, whoa, that's great. And I look down at their shoes, shabby, dirty looking, heels run down. That tells me everything about how you really care about yourself. You are presenting a total package. Your handshake should be firm, but don't break their hand, the bones in their hands. And if it's a woman, just be a little more gentle but firm. I like a firm handshake. And I like people who look me in the eye when they're talking to me, not looking all over the place and not constantly clearing their throat. Oh, I must apologize sometimes. My honey water doesn't kick into effect, but I'm working on it. So if you'll hear a little every once in a while, it's not nervousness. It's just a little problem that I have early in the morning. And this is not early for me, but I just wanted to have you understand the issue that I'm dealing with right now.
You don't very often hear me say that. Sidebar. Log on to Toastmasters International. It's a marvelous speaking group that will help you overcome your jitters. All you pay is a couple of bucks a year for dues. There are Toastmasters international clubs all over the world. They're invaluable. Become a member. You'll just go, you'll thank me. You'll call in and say, boy, Kat, that was the best piece of news I ever encountered. I'm a member of Toastmasters International. Because you see, my mind is open. I keep learning. I keep learning. I keep learning. And when you're promoting yourself, you don't want the ums, the you know, right on. They're looking for someone that's bringing panache
and style and experience, that you're going to make them look good. Now you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. Did you ever think of being part of radio? Did you know that the power of the spoken word, but I want you to think of radio as a process. It's not instant. It's not a quick fix. It's a study in evolution. It's ongoing. It's a powerful marketing tool. It's a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency. Do you have a product, a business, a service? I don't know what you have. But how's it going? What are you doing with it? The success formula for any, I don't care if you're a publisher, an author, I don't care if you're a coal miner and you're building a home-based business, I don't care what it is, the success formula for you becoming prominent in your field is name recognition, exposure, and repetition. 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 Oh, well, I went on air for 10 weeks, and my mini-mercial was heard 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10 weeks, and the floodgates didn't open. Of course they're not going to. Did you spend $10 million like all of the fast food chains? Do. When you think of hamburger, who do you think of? They're everywhere. They're on radio, they're on television, they're in newspapers, they're in ads, they're in flyers. They're everywhere you look. They're there. But you see, I want you to think of becoming a partner with me on Blog Talk Radio because you're going to learn about you. Well, you want to know how that happens? When you come on board for the 10-week introductory offer one time, of course, the rate is assessed individually. If you're a big corporation, that's one rate. If you're just a startup, it's another rate. But if you're a solopreneur and you're really interested and you have this fire in the belly desire to make a difference in your life and in the world, then call me at 847-882-8717. And now, after we agree that you're going to work under my umbrella, I'm the expert, I know that, and I want to share my expertise with you. You know, you don't get selected from hundreds of applicants around the world to present by Simply Ageless for live seminars as the guest of the Malaysian government. I performed in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi, if I don't know what I'm talking about. Whoa, what an experience. That's another show. How daunting is that? To stand on the stage at the Concord Hotel, and I'm looking out at the audience, and in front of me is a horseshoe of men, businessmen. You know, let's see what she's got. Legs crossed, arms crossed, leaning back. I'm going, you gotta open the show. And I did. And Mr. Sulaiman was, I still see him now standing in the back there sweating profusely. I didn't know that I was launching their campaign, their lava campaign. And if I worked, they were going to invite other people. I made it a success. The guys now uncrossed their legs, unfolded. They were leaning into my presentation. I was on stage for 8 hours. And when I was leaving, I heard the cry, "Don't go, don't go, don't go." She grabbed me by the waist and said, "You can't go, we need you here." I have videos of the show, that experience. I didn't want to come back. Who would? Limos and yachts waiting for you everywhere. Thank you, Zombie, Princess Noor, and Bala John for taking good care of us. How could that have happened if I truly didn't have that faith in me? So how did I prepare for all of that? I listened to myself. I listened to all of the tapes that I had. So when you become aligned and you're part of the Life with Kathy Consortium, you're invited to be a co-host on one of my shows. I work with you. This is developing you, your persona. We're going to put your radio host, co-host hat on. You've heard me say time and time again that Shakespeare said the world is a stage and we're all actors and actresses. And then I tell you that it's already been archived. You log on and you listen to yourself. And then you say, "Well, now, I've just listened to myself. Was I dynamic? Was I passionate? Would I buy the product that I was sharing with the world?" You heard me say share, not sell. You were sharing your expertise, because that's what my show is all about. It's a learning curve for all of you. You're being informed, you're being educated, and I'm educating you too. The infinite opportunities, but only if you're willing to shift your strategies to accommodate change. You see, I work with you, I host, and I help you produce a par excellence radio show, and your co-hosting is custom designed because it's all about you and you're sharing it with the world. Call me at 847-882-8717. Come on, as the population ages, the need for all of your services, products, your book, your invention grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and vicinity. Oh, we've been together a long time. Remember, I married an iron worker. And my mission is to educate you, to inform you, to let you know in layman's terms that iron working could be a career, not a job. Log on to www.ironworkers.org. And my mission and purpose is to make you aware. And I want to acknowledge iron workers. And I want you to recognize them as I do, as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents. To pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. The Empire State Building, the John Hancock, the Erie Crown Theater, the Lyric Opera House, and the list goes on. Log on. www.ironworkers.org ironworkers.org. And then you could go to youtube.com/unionironworkers. youtube.com/ironworkersimpact. And then you could log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th, and they were featured. Iron Workers, friends and families, they all congregated at the International Iron Workers Festival in Mackinac City, Michigan, on August 9th through the 11th. Earn while you learn. It's a 4-year apprenticeship, college affiliated, but you won't know unless you log on to www.ironworkers.org. Over 50? Bored, lonely? Don't have to be. Log on to senior centers, park districts, and libraries. Rika Cuff is in the book, Choices. Log on, heparks.org. And you could call Greg McIntyre, our CPA, or email him at ahtax@ameritech.net, and he'll help you with your finances. Matsukno, little ones. And all of you, 20, 30, 40, 50, 50 plus, looks to matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the elixir, secret number 7, page 42, I share with you my secret for de-stressing our face. I do have the cream. 2 ounces. Affordable. No refunds. Sales are final. It is so powerful and effective, you only use it 3 times a week. Okay, so today's show, experience versus inexperience. Even if you have a job, and you really have always had this fire in the belly to have your own home-based business, man, you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. All you have to do is have that fire in the belly, desire to make a difference in the world and in your life. Log on www.leticia.com and read her story. The call to action, women of the world. Not only in America, but globally. This is our year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Have you considered more profitable, less risky, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Think about a home-based business. Yes, that is a way to fulfill your dreams while paying your bills. And it's an opportunity to challenge yourself. All you need is the desire to achieve. It's pandemic. Hey, you guys, you too. Could be a family affair. Log on to www.leticia.myshackley.com. Or you could contact me at 847-882-8717. And I will forward you to Lee. She's in the book Choices. That's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes, and Noble. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, why should you hire anyone? You know, today's show, age versus inexperience. Look, we want you grasshoppers to have all the fun in the world. Here's a guy that you want to hire. He's past 50, bringing a lot to the table. 64 years old. You see, his age was significant because 50-plus workers like him face brutal odds if they lose their jobs. 44% of jobless workers 55 or older have been unemployed for over a year in 2012. And while older workers have a lower unemployment rate overall, the ones who lose their jobs can find the long hunt for work unbearable. Half of unemployed workers over 62 drop out of the labor force within 9 months. That's according to an Urban Institute study. Now, to pay bills, they tap their Social Security years early, permanently cutting their benefits and imperiling their retirement security. But to go back to work, you can overcome discrimination. You truly can't. But how do you convince a potential employer to take a serious look? Oh, man. He stayed positive. He was childlike, but not childish in his attitude. You know, some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up, and permanently set. You ain't going to tell me. He kept learning. He wasn't bossy. I love working with 30, 40-year-olds, even 20-year-olds, because it's a blending of generations. Their enthusiasm, oh, they'll wake up one of these days, but they need to have the experience. It's what you're going to bring to the table. Okay, I don't have much time left, but the 10 best employers in 2013, this is according to AARP, joined with the Society for Human Resource Management to highlight the employers that recruit, retain, and reward workers over 50. Here are the top 10. National Institute of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. Scripps Health in San Diego. Atlantic Health System, Morristown, New Jersey. University of Texas, MD Anderson Cancer Center. Mercy Health System in Janesville, Wisconsin. Ah, close to home. YMCA of Greater Rochester, New York. West Virginia University, Morgantown, West Virginia. Bon Secours, Virginia Health System in Richmond, Virginia. Ooh, lots of Virginias here. National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, Arlington, Virginia. WellStar Health System, Marietta, Georgia. Congratulations. Thank you for recognizing that the experienced worker brings so much to the table. He persevered. This Mark did. He was not burned out. He embraced with eagerness. This is so important. The new technologies. And his track record for being on the job. He was not absent from former jobs due to illness. He was able to work with younger supervisors. And make sure your bags are packed. You're willing to travel. And he had life's experiences to cover his back. Oh, we have so many strengths. But you see, you younger guys and gals, you'll get it. And remember to get involved with the social media. Join professional groups. Join Toastmasters. Come on, Amatika, get over it. The older employee has much to offer. My pleasure. Until tomorrow morning, always be in your best elements. Au revoir.